This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's reaction on Capitol Hill of the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Just hours after British police dramatically arrested him at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he had been holed up for nearly 7 years. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accuses him of conspiracy in hacking U.S. government computers. But Virginia Senator Mark Warner says
they helped either hack into or took hacked information from the Russians and released it in a way to disrupt our campaigns in 2016.
Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, whose campaign emails were hacked.
He has to answer for what he has done, at least as it's been charged.
She was also Secretary of State when WikiLeaks began publishing diplomatic cables in 2010 that embarrassed the U.S. and offended some world leaders. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it has found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities. This is during vaccination campaigns, and the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban. The statement did not elaborate, but again, a Taliban saying that it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work there. This is VOA News. A plan